Conversation number 38-15. Portion of a telephone conversation between the President and John D. Ehrlichman. This portion was recorded on April 13, 1973, between 7:26 and 7:30 p.m.
Hello?
Mr. President, I have Mr. Ehrlichman asking.
All right.
Ready, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, John.
Well, we've been chewing this thing over and chewing it over, and I can't say that we're at any conclusion. We'd like a chance to go to dinner and talk about this, and, we'll just mull it tonight and hit it. We'll be in early in the morning and be ready to talk to you about 10:30 or 11,
yeah.
I guess.
Fine. Okay.
There are all kinds of interesting possibilities here. We've got some new input that will be coming into John Dean tonight that we want to add to it.
With regard to the grand jury.
Right. Right. His folks are in touch with the U.S. attorney tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be at you in the morning.
Well,
okay.
There are a couple of points you have to have in mind in your discussion.
Right.
Is that you're basing part of this on the fact that that Hunt is going to testify Monday at 2 o'clock, right?
Right. Unless we do something that would force that calendar to change, and we've been working with some ideas about that.
What could you do on that, though, John?
Well, we could do several things to move that up. If there were a more attractive witness or a more conclusive witness or something of that kind, or if we drew the U.S. attorney off to do something else, we're looking at several possibilities.
Right. The thing about that that must, of course, concern Coulson is that, I suppose he's working on that too, is that what Hunt will say with regard to him.
Right, right.
Or what does he say about that? Or
well, he studiously avoided that.
He did, huh?
Yeah. The only thing that he had to say about his involvement was that Hank Greenspun thing, which came through McCord.
Unbelievable, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that occurs is that we've got to put ourselves in the position of John Mitchell, and I think that if I were in his place, I mean, the insanity thing is sort of ridiculous, of course, but the more plausible thing is for Mitchell, when he's called or even voluntarily, he says, look, been too much stuff blown out, or he says, look, I didn't approve this, and all that sort of thing. Nobody in the White House is involved. It went forward, but I, as campaign manager, assume the responsibility.
Yeah.
And I really think that's...
He could do it in good grace.
And he should do it in good grace and say, I just want you to know this, that's the situation, and that's it. If, on the other hand, he can stonewall it...
No way. No.
And they're going to bring him down.
Then with one of those grand juries...
But the point is, who is going to talk to him?
Well, we're working on that, too. We think Rogers is the best bet.
Bill Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
To talk to whom? To Mitchell?
Yep.
Oh, he doesn't. Mitchell doesn't trust him at all.
I know. I know he doesn't.
What would Rogers say to him?
Well, that's one of the things we're working on. It may not be a good idea, but
not anymore.
We'll try and work it out. No, sir. No.
No.
It's got to be somebody prestigious. Maybe it's Elliot. I mean, we're going to come at you with a number of possibilities.
Right. 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 Well, you know, on the plus side with all this, all the problems and so forth, you know, in a sense, John, it's the best thing is to get the goddamn thing to prick the boil.
Right
there.
No question.
Agree?
No question.
And no use to try to imbue this. And they think if Liddy is going to testify, if Hunt is going to testify, and if Magruder is going to testify, that's it.
Sure. That's the ballgame.
That's the game.
Yep.
And it'll screw the Irvin Committee, at least.
That's for sure. That's part of the strategy here.
Right.
Well, we'll...
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Maybe after the dentist.
Full rundown.
Right.
Fine.
Okay.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-15.